Hebden Radio.
I'm at the Hebden Bridge Open Studios. It's on Friday till Sunday, the 3rd of July. I've come in to see all these beautiful paintings of all these books and stuff. So would you like to tell me who you are?
Hi, my name's Rue Waterhouse and I paint in oils. And my work's all about the clutter, the stuff, the possessions we choose to have around us in our surroundings, and how it tells a story of who we are and our lives, and how the things we grew up with affect who we are and how we behave. At the moment, I'm focusing on books and bookshelves and looking at how shelves of books can sort of tell a story of the person who owns the books. And I really love the way you can have the same book on different shelves and it'll have different creases and different tears, and a different person will have brought their own story to it and they would have taken a different story from it.
I love this. I think you were saying something earlier about it being, you know, you didn't want to make it too photorealistic. Is that you wanted to have a certain type of character and style? But I think you are able to do that if sort of the mood takes it, isn't it? So what was your aim in sort of the style that you're trying to reproduce?
I think I'm trying to give an impression of the character of the books, the feel of the books, rather than just doing a like-for-like representation. And I also do larger scale work of objects, cutlery, the things on a dressing table, the contents of a desk drawer. So
I think it's a wonderful juxtaposition of different ideas and times in your life. You put all these things together. Each moment is different, yes. But you put them together and that in itself creates a completely original feel in itself, doesn't it?
Moments, yes. Capturing moments is where I started from. Sort of capturing moments where objects caught my eye that we don't usually stop and appreciate as beings in their own right, as characters. I aim to have a more painterly approach to bring across the character of the things that I'm painting rather than just representing them as objects.
I really like the way that this picture over here is displayed. What type of frame is that?
It's called a tray frame. It's where you've sort of got a larger, deep tray and the painting is sitting inside it. So there's a gap between the painting and the frame and it sort of gives it its own space without confining the picture. And I'm really pleased with that sort of framing. It works really well.
Yeah, it's like a 1 centimetre recess around the edge and it sort of goes through, doesn't it, quite a bit. I think it's a great way of having a painting that will fit in lots of different situations. You're saying earlier that you do go to people's houses in order to be able to create these pieces of works.
Yes, when somebody commissions me to do a personal painting of their own books, I like to go around and spend time with them and hear stories about the books and chat and let them arrange the books as they would have them or photograph them on the shelf where they live. And then I work from photographs at the studio, obviously, otherwise I would have to camp out in their sitting room for 3 months.
We are currently in
Northlight Art Studios on Valley Road in Hebden Bridge.
Just slightly down the road from the doctor's, it's just like one along, isn't it? And then we went up the stairs, through some orange gates, there was a little lovely little courtyard. Is there a cafe downstairs as well?
There is a cafe downstairs and there'll be some music hopefully on Sunday afternoon. And maybe if any musicians are out there would like to come along and sit and sing and play in our yard, feel free.
Yay, and I think I'll record it and get it on the radio as well, because, you know, why not? That's lovely. I was looking at your prints earlier. Would you like to tell me a little bit more about those?
The art prints are, because my paintings take a very long time to paint and are therefore a certain price, I do art prints just for £10 each of details of the paintings, so you can take home your favourite painting.
It's a little bit of, I always say this, something for everyone. So your work really is accessible to everybody because there's something. I mean, I looked at the Bob Dylan thing here. I have a friend who absolutely loves Bob Dylan and that is an amazing showcase of all of his work there. So it's a lovely size as well. It's just the right size for, you know, for your room.
Yes, that is, apart from bookshelf commissions, I've had commissions to do shelves of LP covers and mixtapes. Anything really. It's great fun. I love what I do and it's a pleasure and a privilege to be able to do what I love and for it to mean something to other people.
That's amazing. I can imagine that if I had all my CDs and laid them out, I think the work that you would produce would be absolutely stunning, I'm sure. Is it all them things that I don't necessarily listen to anymore, but they are very, really, really important, and it's something that I would never give away. So to actually make artwork out of it is a really fantastic idea.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Do you know how many studios there are?
Oh, I think there's about 90 artists altogether in the Hebden Bridge Open Studios all around Hebden. And there's, I think, about 20 here at Northlight Art Studios. And we also have an exhibition downstairs of students' work from the art courses that we run.
Oh, brilliant art courses. Oh, gosh, I'm going to want to start doing another one. So if you want to pick up the booklet for Hebden Bridge Open Studios, it is actually pocket size, so you can just walk about with it in your front pocket or coat pocket, and it's got a list of everyone that's on there. 91 artists. It's on till Sunday, so do get down if you can. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Lauren. And you can find the brochure at the Tourist Information Centre, or at any of the larger studios should have a pile of them for you to pick up. Hebden Radio.